Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea. I'm not going to chat at all because Sarah has been patiently waiting, and so I want to get right to her. Sarah, thank you so much for your patience. Tell me how I might help you today.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Sarah.
I just had my 30th birthday, and I'm planning a vacation in the next 2 weeks. I'm going out to L.A. for about a week,
okay.
And I called my mom to tell her about it, and she said, no way, I'm going to be out in California and Nevada at the same time. So, great. So, we're talking about activities, you know, when we're going to get together, where we're going to get together. And she mentioned, she said, well, we don't need a hotel room because I'm not going to be asleep. And I knew immediately what she meant. She was referring to her drug use, you know, methamphetamine, that had been in the past. She hasn't done them for about 10 years. She's been on prescription pills, you know, but from the doctor in that last 10-year period. But before that, she was on meth for about 5 years. And I'm just really worried. This is supposed to be a mental health trip for me, but I feel like she's going out there with kind of no support, and I don't know if I have to go find her. But she's an adult, and so am I, so I really don't know what to do.
Okay. Where does your mom live close to you now or far away from you?
She lives about 2 hours from me, so we see each other, you know, kind of often.
When is the trip to Las Vegas and L.A. planned?
I'm going out there in 2 weeks. I called her a couple times to, you know, just talk to her again about it, and she didn't answer, and then she accidentally called me about 3 days ago from the airport, and so I called her back and we talked for a minute, but I haven't been able to reach her since. She is out there right now. She's going to be out there for about a month.
So your mom has been clean and sober for 5 years. Is that what you're telling me?
For about 10 years, you know, she's just been on drugs that the doctors have prescribed her. You know, who knows if she takes more than she's supposed to, but
who's the doctor, and what's he prescribing, and what's he prescribing for?
She had an accident, and, you know, she has a lot of surgeries in her back and her legs and stuff, and she's always going in for new surgeries and stuff like that. So it's opiates, you know, class one drugs like that. So pain reliever.
Boy, that's a doctor that really needs to have the whole medical history, because
they
don't put a drug user on painkillers. I mean, you
more drugs.
Use, yeah, transcutaneous stimulation, you use... Yeah, I mean, there are lots of things that you do, but you don't give them opiates. That's really nutty. All right, so she's out there now. Do you know where...
She's out there now.
When you say she called you accidentally, she pocket-dialed you from the airport?
She pocket-dialed me in the airport, and I called her back, and she said, I'm here, you know.
All right, here's the deal. Number one, I think your mom's ringing your chimes a little bit. How many kids does she have?
It's just me.
Yeah. And it sounds like was she ever married to your dad?
Yep.
But she's divorced.
And they've since been divorced, you know, and the last time, that she, you know, a lot of her family members live out in Las Vegas, and the last time she went out there, she just kind of said, I'm going on vacation, and she just never came back, and then eventually, you know, they got a divorce. So I don't know if this is just my childhood fears of, is this going to happen again, is she just going to stay out there, but I feel somebody needs to take responsibility for her, and if she's not going to do it and I'm going to be close out there, am I, you know, should it be me?
All right, well, let's look at that statement. Somebody has to take responsibility for her.
Right.
Honey, unless you have her power of attorney, you can't take responsibility for her. Right? I mean, there's no way legally, there's no way morally, there's no way ethically, there's no way practically. And I think your mom sounds like a drama queen. Your mom sounds like you've always been the adult in the relationship. And maybe it's time for you to get rid of that rule, because she's never going to take responsibility for herself as long as there's someone else to do it. It sounds like it was her dad, it may have been her mom, and now it's you. And she's a grown woman. And let's say that you go out there and she gets high. What are you going to do about that? There's not a damn thing you can do about it except say, Mom, I can't believe you do that. And you know, because you're 30, and she's only been clean and sober for 10 years. So, I mean, in your adolescence, you know that talking to somebody who's high is a waste of time and breath. It's just, there's just no way of doing it. Just, it's silly. So let's go through the possibilities. You go out there and she's in trouble. What are you going to do? Get her to the emergency room? Well, maybe, but so anybody else can get her to the emergency room as well. It's probably better for a stranger to do it, or a cop to do it, or her, you know, her family to do it than you to do it, because she's used to you saving her. This isn't a profitable relationship for either of you. It makes you feel responsible, and you can't be. It gives you responsibility without authority, so, which means you're going to get an ulcer. It means that she doesn't have to take responsibility, because she can then say, well, Sarah, I told you I was going to do this. And you can say, you can cry, you can lecture, you can do whatever you want. If you cry, she'll say, it'll be impervious, or she'll say, I will never do it again. Mm-hmm. If you're angry, she'll say, don't talk to me that way, I'm your mother. Right. I mean, you've been through this. You know all this.
I guess so, being through
so
this
here's
is
the deal.
Rare, yeah.
Here's the deal. Go on your vacation. The likelihood, does she know where you're going to be staying?
No, because I don't really even yet, but yeah.
Okay. What I would do is nothing. Because your mom, look, when your mom, I'm not sure that she even pocket dialed you, to be quite honest. I'm not sure that that wasn't intentional. That because this seems to me, from what you've told me, classic mom behavior. She calls you, and instead of, and because you're obviously, it's going to be, hi, Mom, can we talk? You know, what's on your mind? If she says, oh, this was an accident, she can hang up immediately. She doesn't have to listen to you lecture her. That it's the perfect way of being in touch, making you a little crazy without having to take one iota of responsibility. Your mother's life is a pocket dial. And unfortunately, what she does, she feels better because she feels, ta-dum. She doesn't feel happy about herself, but she won. And you feel terrible. And nothing changes. So what you're going to do is nothing. If your mother shows up, if she asks where you're staying, because she calls doesn't mean you have to take her call. And you can let it go to voicemail, and then you can decide what you're going to do. Would I put my mother up? No, I probably would not, because it's just more. It's going to be more of the same of her being a drama queen. If she feels whatever motivates her, whether she's jealous of you or whether this is a control factor or whether she feels she wants the attention, the easiest way for her to make you nuts is to show up high. So would I put her up in my room? I would not, because just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You might say, Mom, I'm staying, you know, this place is probably more expensive than you can be, or I'm not going to be here, whatever. But, you know, besides, she's a grown-up woman. She's out there for a month. She can find herself a place to live or a place to stay. If you want to have lunch with her, if I were you, I would have something as early in the day as possible. I would have breakfast with her, and if she's high, I would leave. And that's another reason for her not necessarily knowing where you are. Because the longer you wait in the day, the more likely it is that she'll either use or drink or whatever. Because your mother's got an agenda, and it's not very clear to either of us what it is. But she has an agenda. You don't have to be part of that. You can love your mother. You can care about your mother, but you can't care for your mother. You can't take the responsibility for two reasons. First of all, there's just no way of doing it unless you get her power of attorney. Which she's not going to give you, because that would be no fun. And part of what your mom does is, I mean, she views herself as a free spirit. She's not a free spirit. She's an irresponsible idiot, with all due respect. I mean, who goes off on vacation and just never comes back? That isn't, if you're going to end a marriage. Who would say to their daughter, that she knows where she's had a drug problem in the past, I'm not going to sleep? I mean, and if you say to her, Mom, I can't believe you're really telling me that you're going to use, she's going to say, oh, honey, you're overreacting. That isn't what I said at all. And they put you on hold. think about what makes sense to you, all right? And think about it not as, this is my mother who needs my help, but think about it as a friend who's asking unreasonable things of you and see where you get, all right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Sarah who's had a mom that has had drug problems in the past, and Sarah's going out for vacation and shared it with her mom, and her mom said, great, you know, we can hook up and have share a hotel room because I'm not going to be there. I'll be awake all night. And it set Sarah's teeth on edge and all that stomach acid going, and I'm saying, Sarah, you can't be responsible for another adult's behavior, especially your mom, unless you have power of attorney, which she's not going to give you. And so, and I think that your mom, your mom's a drama queen, and she does things like this. And she's, it's not that she's cruel, it's that she's selfish, and that she, and that's the problem about addicts, is all they think about, first of all, is themselves, and second of all, that they have very much tunnel vision. So, and part of your job in the long run is to say to her, Mom, why would you say that? You know, are you trying to make, to recreate the sorrows of my childhood? That you need to be less tactful with your mother and more honest, because the only way that you're ever going to change your behavior is to change your behavior. Stop being the caretaker. Stop being the reasonable one. Stop being the one who doesn't, who's trying so hard not to hurt her feelings. That's a wicked thing to do. To say, look, I know, and if you call her on it, she's going to say, I was just kidding. You're overly sensitive. Lighten up. And you're going to say, Mom, you didn't live through this. You didn't have a drug addict for a mom.
So should I tell, wouldn't it be important to tell her, you know, why are we rehashing all this? This is what everything stemmed from in the beginning, you know, where everything went wrong in the past. Why would you ever want to do this again? Isn't that kind of my position to tell her?
Well, but you haven't, but you didn't. So okay. What do you do at this moment? Calling her up, I'd let it go for right now. I'd be stupid and cheerful. Until she calls you, and she may or may not. It's a bit unclear. I mean, she's already planted the nasty little seed, so she's already, I mean, and who knows? I mean, hopefully she wasn't high, and hopefully she's not going to get high, and hopefully this is her version of a sense of humor, and I'm sure, look, she's presumably not a monster, and there's some part of her that has to feel guilty about all this, but you play into it by taking the responsibility so she doesn't even have to think about it. That's the definition of adolescence, is that all you do is react, so somebody else has to take responsibility, and that's what, and she's put you in the role, she's done a role reversal on you. She gets to be the adolescent, you get to be the parent in charge. It's inappropriate and profitless, so stop doing it. So go on your vacation. If she gets in touch with you, I would not invite her to stay. Say, Mom, let's have breakfast together. You can get your own hotel room, and I'll buy you breakfast.
But, and she's, even if it was a friend in the same position, let's say it was a friend, and then I thought this would be the last time that I would see them, it's going to make me sick, ill the whole time that I'm there thinking about.
Only if you choose. Only if you choose to do that. You can choose to think, this is my mother. I can't save her. I'm hoping she's okay. But I'm going to believe, if I'm going to assume anything, I'm going to assume something that makes me happy, not unhappy. I'm going to assume that this was a momentary lapse. You can certainly send her a letter. You can send her a text. You can call her. You can leave her a voicemail that says, Mom, listen, I'm sending you only good thoughts. I'm sure your sobriety was hard won. And I'll look forward to having breakfast with you. Give me a call when you get a moment. You don't have to be mean to her, but the game that you're playing is very dangerous and very not profitable at all. Why would you be miserable when there's nothing you can do about it?
Yeah, I just don't want her,
Of course you don't.
Come back from vacation.
Well, but what if she decides that she's going to get high? What are you going to do about that?
Right. There's nothing I can do about that.
And so calling her, getting, I mean, it was, that's why I asked if she was close, but she's already flown a coop. It's not accidental that she waited till she was out of till you were out of range for her to say, gobby, gotcha. I mean, your mom is a classic narcissist. She wants you to worry about her, and then when you say, Mom, I was really worried, she says, oh, honey, that's silly. Why would you worry? And then you'd say, well, because you threatened to get high. And no, I didn't. I said, and you said, yes, you did. You said you were not going to sleep. And I said, that just means I was going to be out having fun. I mean, no matter what you say, she's going to make you look like this was all your problem, not hers. So don't play. If you can't win, don't play. Assume that this was that your mom is going to survive. I wish you lived in New York, because I'm going to get him on the program. There's a great play that I saw over the weekend that's called Every Brilliant Thing. And it's a play that's written by a man whose mother was suicidal and how much that affected him in his life. And let me see if it's a book. If it's a book, I'll send you to read it. The writer is Donald McMillan.
Okay.
All right. And I don't know. It's, you can probably find the play. Let's see if he... I don't know if he wrote it. He developed it as a play. But check it out. It's called Every Brilliant Thing. But there's a lot of information written about children of suicidal parents, because it does affect them. They feel responsible for it. And, you know, if you ever get to New York as opposed to Las Vegas, you should go see it, although I think it's not going to be. But I'm going to have him on the program to talk about it. So you can just, it'll be on a Friday, It's Broken, Let's Fix It.
Okay.
And I may be as early as this week, maybe as early as this Friday. But Sarah, what the play talks about is the crushing responsibility, because what this seven-year-old does is he tries to make up a list of reasons his mother should not be suicidal. And of course it doesn't work, does it?
No.
You can't convince one person. But he feels his whole life, it's his responsibility to make up reasons so that she should live. And he never really deals with his own fear and his own sadness about it, because he's so busy taking care of trying to make her feel that there are reasons to stay alive. And of course, underneath it all is the sense of why aren't I enough reason for her to stay alive?
Right.
And I'm sure there's a part of you that feels...
Sure.
So deal with that, because that is something you can deal with. That is something you can change. That is something that you can take responsibility for. Your mother's behavior is not. But your feelings about your mother's behavior is. And how to make your life better and your interaction with her better. And by doing that, the possibility of making of her, because of that change, making her life better. Because the way you're doing it now, you've just become the substitute for your dad or her mom or any disappointment she's had. And it's not workable. And he talks about how sad he was. Don't be sad. Figure out what you can do. All right, let me put you on hold if you need to talk some more about this, because I need to take a break here, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, today has been a really busy, chock-full day. I still have about 20 minutes left if you need to talk with me today. Should we do, since we got so many emails over the weekend, should we knock off, it sort of sounds like I'm sort of hitting them out of the ballpark, doesn't it? Can we get involved with another email? How's that for being tactful?
That sounds good.
And maybe Kanye will write to us and say, how do I stop myself from acting like a complete jerk at every Grammy Award?
Yeah.
We could tell you how. Just stay in your seat and shut up. There we go. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that was too quick, wasn't it? Never mind. All right.
Let's go to an email from Deb in Massachusetts. Deb says, hi, Dr. Joy. I am a single mother with two girls, 21 and 18. My 18-year-old is the concern. She had a tough time making it through high school, but did. She is very bright, but doesn't know it. She has low self-esteem. She's empathic, insightful, and has ADD, and so do I. She went one semester to college reluctantly and withdrew this semester. She just got back together with an abusive in every way except physical and controlling boyfriend. She is looking for an apartment to move in with him together. How can I stop her? I know I can't. She's throwing her life away. I know because she is following in my footsteps. I left their father when she was 6 months old. When recounting my learned life lessons and what not to do, she seems to have taken it as a how-to manual. I can see the writing on the wall. He's done this to her before. Even his own mother tells her he's no good and she should leave him. He will degrade her self-esteem, financially dependent and stuck and has no chance of school or spreading her wings or joy in her eyes. What should or can I do to help my darling girl?
Okay. I think you're correct that convincing her not to move in with him is not going to work. So don't do it. I mean, if you know that something's not going to work to begin with and it's just going to undermine your credibility with her, then it makes no sense to do it. So, you know, if you push button A and B pops up, and every time you push A, B pops up, and you hate B, stop pushing A. So no pushing A on this one. But I think there is a clue here. This is obviously a kid who was not meant for college. She had a hard time in school. So in the same way that you probably had a hard time in school, but that she's really good at being empathic and being being caring. So I don't know what you do for a living now. Hopefully you've found a path for yourself that maybe involved children or animals or the elderly populations that are particularly susceptible and particularly needy. When it comes to people who are empathic and caring. And so, you know, I think the clue with your daughter is not to convince her not to go with a boyfriend because it's not going to work, but exactly as you say, to help her find something that she's really good at. And it may be that, for example, she'd be a great EMT. I know a number of young people who were terrible at school, and they were dyslexic or they had learning problems, and turned out that those same skills that made it difficult for them to function in a regimented environment made them particularly skillful at something like an EMT, emergency medical technician. It may be that working, as I said, with kids at a shelter, working at the VA hospital, that there are lots of involvements, there are lots of jobs that involved caretaking and being involved with people and being genuinely good at dealing with people that don't necessarily require a college degree. And as she finds some of these responsibilities and these job descriptions, it may be that she will be inspired to go to school and that school will be less odious because it will be just helping her to cement and augment a skill she already has. Because if you're going to school just to go to school and you know you're terrible at it, it's not going to feel very good. If you're going to school to learn a specific skill or to upgrade your job possibilities in something you already like to do, it's going to be very different. So rather than try to convince her not to move in with a boyfriend, as you point out, it's not going to work, helping her to find things that she's really good at. And it sounds like you're very well aware of what she's good at. And I would encourage you not to say you're like me, because at 18, little girls don't necessarily want to be with like their mom. They look at their mom and think, oh boy, she's ruined her life, I'm going to do the opposite. And even though you see her as looking at you and saying, I'm going to do the same. So the point is, she needs to feel that she is unique, that she is special. She understands that she can't compete with her big sister in terms of being good at school and all the things that her sister's good at. But she doesn't have to, that you can point out the things that she's really good at. If I had to guess, I would guess, for example, she's probably better at music than her sister. She may be really good, as I said, with animals and small children and whatever. So help her to focus on that and help her to find some job descriptions that fall into that category. and maybe even a friend that is willing to take her on as an intern or something of that sort, because it solves a bunch of problems simultaneously. If she has a job, she's going to feel less economically dependent on this dude. If she's feeling that there's something she's genuinely good at, she's going to be less dependent on his feelings about her, because her own feelings about herself will improve. At 18, very few kids have a huge amount of self-confidence. I mean, it's not a very confident age. And if you've been lucky enough to either be the high school football hero, the high school prom queen, or brain, you're probably going to be okay. But I would argue that each of those three have their own insecurities. The high school football hero is worrying about whether or not he's going to get a college scholarship and blow out his knee. The high school prom queen may be worried about whether she's going to get pregnant, and whether there's somebody better looking than she is, which is an endless concern. And the nerd probably feels like they're never going to get invited, or they'll never have a date as long as they live. So no matter, even if you're good at some of the things that 18-year-olds are good at, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be confident. So rather than decide that that she has low self-esteem issues, I would argue that every 18-year-old has self-esteem issues. Help her to find things to do, practical uses for her skill base, and ignore the boyfriend. I mean, you have to be pleasant to him, because the more you decry him, the more you badmouth him, the more she'll defend him. The more she defends him, the more she'll believe the defense, and you've really given her no place to go. And so if she decides she wants to leave him, she figures you're just going to say, I told you so. You want to make this, you want to neutralize him as much as possible. And by making him the enemy, you've pushed her in that camp, because at 18, she's going to opt for hormones over history every time, as you did. And I'm sure your mother said things like, he's not very good for you, or whatever. So don't recapitulate what you know won't work. I mean, you can see that she is following you as a how-to manual, but make sure that you're not following your own mom in the how-to manual of things that didn't work at all. Help her to find a practical use for the skills she already has. School was never a good idea for her. She'd called me up and said, my kid barely made it through high school. She's going to college. I'd say, why? You know, this isn't her skill level. Why does she want to do more of what she's not very good at? Let's find out what she is good at. Maybe she takes a year and goes to the Peace Corps. Maybe she does, you know, goes and works in Appalachia. I mean, there are lots of things to do that have nothing to do with school and don't really require you to necessarily be good at the things that school requires you to be good at. So let the boyfriend go. That's not the issue. Help her to find some practical uses. And you can Google. I'm trying to think what some of the online jobs. Everybody gets their jobs online these days, but. And maybe even taking a civil service exam, except she probably doesn't test very well. She probably doesn't do very well on written exams. But it's never a bad thing to do, because all you have to do is go to the post office. I think they're offered twice a year, and take a civil service exam. And the government is the largest employer in the country. So, and it will send you updated job offerings. I used to refer to it as a Sears catalog of jobs, but I don't think anybody knows what Sears catalog is anymore. What is it? I think it's Gorilla. Is that the name of the job site? There are a bunch of them. Is that the name of the job site, Gorilla?
I think it is. I can double check on that.
I think there is one.
Yeah.
Anyway, Google online job sites and just look at some of the listings. And you can also check Craigslist and things of that sort, although be a little more careful about Craigslist. But help her to find practical uses for the skills that you and she have in common, although I wouldn't mention the fact that you and she have them in common, because at this moment she feels like she wants to be different than you, number one, and number two, that that she wants to be her own self. So, all right. But don't badmouth the boy, and she's going to move in with him anyway. And you don't have to be a hypocrite. You don't have to say, this is great. I mean, she'll be safe, and it sounds like he's kind of a jerk, but he's not physically abusive to her, and she'll sort it out as she feels better about herself. Most of us don't end up for very long with the boyfriends we had at 18. Well, some of us do, but what can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. And we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. You know, I think what we will do, I think on Friday, so we should put these up on Facebook. I think on Friday we'll say you get to write a love letter, a song, a poem, or a limerick to a friend or a lover, right? But it can't, I mean, because you have to remember, St. Valentine's Day was originally not between lovers, supposedly. And we can talk about that more. So we can put that up on Facebook because it may take some time of preparation. And it would be fun if you called, because then what you can do, if you're really chintzy, and looking for a special Valentine present, what you can do is call up and either do your song, your poem, or your limerick. You can't just call up and say, I love you, Manny. You have to sort of, Manny is the man. And I'll get a wrap done by Friday. And then you can go to drjoy.com before Valentine's Day, which is on Saturday. And then you can download it and you can make it, you know, you can put it on your MP3 player and you can put music with it. And that's a pretty cool gift, right? Mm-hmm. And free. So that'll be, and also Sunday is the Saturday Night Live 40-year reunion. So I thought we'd put up, what was your favorite Saturday Night Live sketch or person? You can't just put, like, Belushi, right? You have to say the bees and whatever. And you have to get in some detail because, all right, so we'll put those two up. But those, maybe we shouldn't put them up till closer to the end of the week, right? So,
yeah.
All right, we'll put them up, like, maybe Wednesday. All right, so you can do your kind of freebie Valentine cool thing. I mean, how cool is this? Kind of, it's not the same as skywriting, but, I mean, you know, how else to? Actually, reminds me of one of my producers who was getting engaged, and I had been there when he met his girlfriend, and I said, well, when are you getting engaged? He said, I'm not going to tell you. And I said, why? And he said, well, because I don't know anybody else who, if they blew the secret, could 6 million people would know simultaneously. Yeah, but I wouldn't tell. And he said, no. So, and he said, I know, but I just don't want to run the risk. So he didn't. But he told me, he called me as soon as they were engaged. So that was cool. So this is your chance to do the audio equivalent of skywriting, right? Mm-hmm. But it has to be a song, a poem, or a limerick. All right, so that's for Friday. And in case you're also thinking about, you know, an offbeat Valentine's gift, you'll like this one. All right, and I this is coming out of the Bronx Zoo, but I assume that you don't have to live in New York. So today for Valentine's Day, you could name a Madagascar hissing cockroach after your ex or your mother-in-law. Mm. Or a loved one who has a really good sense of humor. The Name a Roach program was launched at the Bronx Zoo in 2011. People are still coming out of the woodwork to participate. The zoo said Monday that thousands of hopeless or perhaps hapless romantics have taken advantage of the strange sweetheart deal. Each lucky recipient is emailed a colorful certificate. The $10 goes to the Wildlife Conservation Society. The zoo's website features a jarring glamour shot, a 2-inch wide roach image resplendent amid the rose petals. Among the selling point, the creature's surprisingly high tolerance for radiation. All right, the headline says, seal it with a hiss. How cute is that?
Oh, wow.
So you go to Bronx Zoo, Bronx Zoo, Z-O-O, one word, .com/roach. Right?
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
for $10.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
There was, when I lived in San Francisco, there was a car rental place that was called Roach, spelled the same way. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that you could rent a truck, a brand new red truck, for $4 a day and 4 cents a mile, which was a huge good deal then. I mean, still a great deal. And it had commercial plates on it, which in San Francisco was a huge advantage because you could park in commercial places. And I was really disappointed. I thought that their logo should be, you know, a roach with the you know, on its back, dead, with its little legs and antenna waving in the wind. For some reason, they didn't take me up on that suggestion, but I used to rent from them. So, Bronx Zoo, all right?
Awesome.
Gee, honey, this is what I got you for Valentine's Day. Then we have some stupid, we have, actually there are a lot of stories, but some of them we're not going to end up doing until tomorrow because we have about 4 minutes left, 3 minutes left. That there are two really horrible Facebook stories. One is somebody Facebooked about, I suppose that's a verb, isn't it? Facebooked about inheriting jewelry. So there was a robbery. I've also seen that Facebook people talking about a funeral and thieves break into their house because they know everybody will be at the funeral.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, folks, you really have to be careful about Facebook.
Yeah.
And then there was a fight that started. There's also some idiot who who took a picture of his murder victim and put it online and somehow got arrested.
Yeah, he took a Snapchat selfie of him. And
what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it?
Yeah.
There we go. So, and schools are now have a new program about, instead of just say no, warn of drug risks. And drugs are turning out to be a major problem on the highways now, that they're saying that drunk driving has actually gone down, but drug driving has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, folks, a car is a lethal weapon.
Yeah.
All right. So, and apparently prescription drugs is... is getting to be more and more of a problem. And what they've done is they've, in Pennsylvania, they've got a program called Narcotics Overdose Prevention and Education, which is NOPE. And in this particular one, they had a mom finding her 17-year-old son who'd overdosed from painkiller, calling 911. And they had an assembly. Showing, I remember in high school having an assembly where they showed car wrecks and people, you know, kids driving in car wrecks, and it has never left me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they have kids holding an urn with the ashes,
yeah,
and dozens of pictures of kids who've died of overdoses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of the drug equivalent, I guess, of scared straight. And I remember the picture of the mangled car. I could probably describe it to you in great detail even today, just because, you know, it really, that there's something about a picture, and knowing that somebody your age died in that is just extraordinarily different. They're saying prescription opioids caused more than 16,000 deaths across all ages in 2013, a 50% increase from 3 years before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, there. I mean, that this is something I'm supposed to be aware of, that we've come, you know, that we've just turned from using one set of things that alter our reality to another. Listen, you're much better off calling me. 855. I'm not addicted.
That's a good idea, I think.
Yeah, right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.